Hello and welcome to this special short edition of The Rest is History, not so much an episode, but a preview of what we've got coming up in the next few weeks. Because Tom, over the summer, we embarked on this massive project, didn't
we? Insane project.
To prepare 32 episodes to mark the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. So do you want to talk us through what we were thinking?
Yes. So people will be aware that the World Cup is on in Qatar. Lots of people may not be particularly interested in the football. Lots of people, I'm sure, will be. But we thought that it would provide a complement to what is going on in Qatar. There are 32 different countries competing. So they will be very much part of the newspaper coverage, media coverage, social media coverage. So they'll be very much kind of current. We thought it would be fun to do an episode a day on an aspect of the history of all of those 32 countries. And so we have been recording these since what, August, Dominic?
Yeah.
And actually, we still haven't entirely finished all of them. Still got a few to go. These obviously range from what, Australia to Switzerland,
Brazil, Uruguay, Senegal, Cameroon, Mexico, South Korea. Yeah.
So all 32. And we kick off with a history of Qatar as the host. But the others are not kind of straight histories. So, and they range, huge chronological range, haven't we? So we've got 6,000 BC in Serbia up to the 1970s in Portugal.
Yes, that's right.
And something for everyone in between.
So what we tried to do is we tried to pick subjects that we probably wouldn't normally do in The Rest is History because they might be seen as a little bit too obscure. So we didn't choose, you know, the Hundred Years' War for France or Napoleon or something. But for example, for France, Tom, you have a wonderful story of a Frenchman who came to live in West Yorkshire. You do some absolutely first-class accent work,
yes.
I have to say, in that episode. And his name is Louis Le Prince. And what did he invent?
Well, he invents cinefilm. But he dies in mysterious circumstances. And it's an extraordinarily intriguing and tragic story. And I think it's kind of representative of the way that we have tried to do episodes that, yeah, Dominic, as you said, wouldn't probably sustain a normal episode. But are kind of fascinating stories in themselves. Not all of them. We also have some quite major ones. So we have an episode, say, for Spain, we do the Caliphate of Cordova. We've got Brazil's last emperor, haven't we?
Yeah, Dom Pedro II. Yeah.
We've got an episode on the Kaaba in Saudi Arabia, the great object of the Hajj. So I hope lots and lots to look forward to.
Well, some of them are on individual characters, aren't they, Tom? So we have one, for example, in Cameroon, a man called Avram Petrovich Gannibal, who was taken from Cameroon as a slave to Constantinople and ended up working as a general for Peter the Great and his successors in Russia.
Amazing story.
Turned out to be the ancestor of the writer Pushkin, very unexpectedly.
And indeed of Dan Snow's wife.
Yes, that's right. We've also got, so we have a terrible war in Morocco in the Rif, with the Spanish and the French in the 1920s. We have
the Ashanti, the great kind of culture of Ghana. And also when England are playing in the group stages of the World Cup, so England have been drawn against the salivating trio of Iran, Wales, and the United States. And we are doing three episodes on those countries respectively. So we have Ali Ansari, who will be talking about Anglo-Iranian relations, which of course is an amazing theme. And we have Martin Jones, a proud Welshman, who will be talking about Anglo-Welsh relations. And Dominic, you and I will be picking six key moments in the history of England's relationship with the United States.
Yeah, we obviously couldn't have invited an American onto the show because that would be very, very. We wouldn't want to be hearing all about 1776, would we, Tom?
No,
we've chosen far more important moments.
So, Fawlty Towers feature, Dickens, dinosaurs, Beatles, key episodes. Anyway, we hope you enjoy it. It's an absolute festival of global history, is it not, Dominic?
It is
indeed.
And
it will be prefigured by three episodes on the history of the Football World Cup.
And we should say something about those episodes, because some people can't stand football. Some people who love this podcast, well, does anybody love this podcast? Some people who mildly like this podcast, but love history, hate football. So we should say that those World Cup episodes, what we've done is we've used the World Cup as a window to tell the stories of countries that perhaps we might not normally consider on the rest of its history. So, for example, we have not done much Uruguayan history, it's fair to say. I know you're passionate about the politics of Montevideo in the 20th century. And this is has been your chance, hasn't it, to delve into those waters.
But also, I mean, it provides a kind of fascinating perspective on better known stories. So the regime of Mussolini. Yeah. The aftermath of the Second World War, really, really kind of fascinating themes. So we hope you enjoy them. The third of the three episodes that we've done on the World Cup will feature Gary Lineker, England's great striker. The first time that we've had a podcast where about a period of history where a leading figure in that period actually appears on the podcast. So that's very exciting. So we have that. And then, as I say, we then go into this this festival of global history, 32 episodes, one a day of varying length. So some are the kind of classic length, 45 minutes, 50 minutes. Others are much shorter, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And I hope you enjoy them.
And Tom, do you have a favorite of your own episodes that you would recommend to the listeners?
I think my favorite topic is Australia, which is the Somerton Man, which is an extraordinary story about a man who gets found propped up on a beach in Adelaide in 1948. And the attempt to solve that mystery, which is ongoing, and there was a dramatic breakthrough just this summer. So I hope you enjoy that. But I think they're all fascinating.
Do you know my favourite?
What's that, Dominic?
What do you think? What do you think I'm going to say?
Is it Costa Rican Civil War?
Well, I'm torn between that and the Tupamaros in Uruguay. So they're urban Marxist urban guerrillas, because that has a musical element.
Yes,
it
does. It has the panpipes.
We have a little bit of music in a couple of these, provided by ourselves. So you'll enjoy that.
And the episode on Carthage features Dido, and has an aria from my forthcoming opera.
Yeah, sung by your friend. But I suppose you're absolutely right. My favourite is the episode on the Costa Rican Civil War. You know, it's ever since we started The Rest is History, Tom. People have been saying to me, when will you do a podcast about the Costa Rican Civil War of the 1940s? And it has two great characters, doesn't it? It has friend of the show, soon to become a friend of the show, Don Pepe, the father of Costa Rican politics. But it also has the shadowy figure.
It's very shadowy. And perhaps sinister figure, or is he?
But perhaps not.
Of Dr. Valverde.
Now, I know this is bad form to be laughing at something that nobody else has possibly listened to, except for our producers. But I really do urge you to listen to the podcast about the Costa Rican Civil War and to contact us with your theories about the fate of Dr. Valverde, because that's a question that we would really like the answers to. So, Tom, there's loads to look forward to. I think it's fair to say, isn't it, that history's coming home?
I think it is. History's coming home. And we hope that you will join us in welcoming history home. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.